This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, buddy, hour two, G-Bag Nation 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. Here to get this week started with you and start getting set for Cowboys 49ers Sunday night here on The Fan. Sports Hodgepodge coming up in about 20 minutes. Time now, NFL News of the Day. And here he is, Zach Wolchuk.
Well, the big news for Cowboys 49ers, Micah Parsons is currently unsure if he's going to be able to return or not for San Francisco. Mike is saying today, I don't think there's anything I can't do physically. It's just more they want to make sure I'm at my best. They kind of know what my best looks like. So it's just one thing I've got to keep working and showing it. They're monitoring the situation. So hopefully Micah can get back out there Sunday night against the Niners, but not for sure as of now. Doesn't look like Brandon Ayuk is going to be playing for San Francisco as they fear he's torn his ACL.
Mm.
That's a huge loss for San Francisco. Debo Samuel also left that game. Christian McCaffrey could have his 21-day practice window opened, but the expectation is he could possibly come back for Week 10. Probably not going to be this Sunday. So a lot of injuries right now on that offense for San Francisco. Dre Greenlaw still will be out as he got hurt in the Super Bowl, so they won't have that stud linebacker next to, of course, Fred Warner, who's been just a thorn in Dak's side. Really, all quarterbacks across the National Football League, but it seems like any time the Cowboys play the Niners, Fred Warner is doing something to just ruin Dak Prescott's entire game.
Their offense is significantly less than what has terrorized the Cowboys, and their defense is gettable too. That's why they're sitting here at 3-4, but with the history between these teams, I just find it so hard to imagine the Cowboys actually winning.
Yeah.
What Kansas City was able to do last night, big plays off runs. I have no faith the Cowboys can do that. They would have to bring something totally unique to what we've seen so far for them to have a shot.
And
they'd have to shock them like the Dolphins shocked the Patriots in like 07 or 08 with the Wildcat. You have to literally reinvent football.
Something surprising.
And even if it's not sustainable like the Wildcat, like just but for four quarters, you have Shanahan's head spinning.
Yeah.
I think that's your one chance to only lose by three.
Well, the Commanders did lose Jaden Daniels yesterday. He's considered week to week with his rib injury. No. So he got his...
That was the big weekend shocker, huh?
That was Mariota still came in and they put up 40 points.
They didn't skip a beat, man. I'm like, goodness gracious, dude. They're really... that's a team that's having fun playing football. And I think Kingsbury's obviously doing an incredible job. But it's Jaden Daniels. It's Nate Tice in the draft process. Calling him the Johnny Knoxville of quarterbacks, got a little Johnny Knoxville to his game. He's dangerous. He's athletic as it gets, dude. First play of the game, it's like, boom, 50 yards, no problem, but he's cutting back into contact, and it was like a weird hit. Yeah. I'm watching it in real time going, oh, that looked weird. And then he popped back up, and you're like, okay. That's one of those fortunate ones, dude, because that looked like an awkward kind of deal.
Yeah, I mean, you could have had broken ribs. Nothing's broken. Looks like x-rays are good to go. So we hopefully he doesn't miss a ton of time if you're a Washington fan. That definitely was very, very scary for them. Now,
just got to be smarter, both as the player and the team.
He has to be.
Yeah.
And that's, they've told him, and they told him probably at LSU too. I mean, he just needs to not be, you can't be cutting back into you just need to know when to go down for Jaden Daniels. And we've seen him slide. I think he's done a better job of that this year, but a play like that, it's like you've got to eliminate that from your thought process. You got to make sure you're just healthy and available for your football team. Now, Deshaun Watson is going to be out for the year. Ruptured Achilles. He is done. 21-14, they lose to the Bengals. Now, I guess the Browns are going to be able to save millions of dollars from Deshaun Watson's contract after his injury.
Is this the insurance deal, Dawson?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. Exactly what it is. And
it's the biggest blessing they've had of their quarterback position all year.
So they're going to get $4.1 million in end-of-year cap adjustments in 2024 because he missed 11 games last year. So they'll also end up getting an adjustment this year for the remainder of the games that he's going to miss. So,
and for next year for the games that he inevitably misses.
If that carries over, absolutely.
Yeah. If I'm the Browns, I'm going to my team doctors right now and I'm saying we're not clearing him again. You know, we're going to trade him at the end of 2025 or release him or whatever.
The issue is the guaranteed money. And I know, you know, Schefter was on McAfee today talking about that, but he's got like $72 million in guaranteed next year. It's like a guaranteed cap hit no matter what, according to Schefter.
Yeah, back-to-back years of like $73 million cap hits. Yeah. It's just as
$72.9 million next year, then again in 2026. That's just, oh my gosh, that's a tough contract to move right there for the Browns.
They might be worse than ever.
Yeah, they could be.
Yeah, I do think they're better off without him for this season. I mean, if Jameis is going to be playing quarterback for them, He is a better quarterback.
I mean, Jameis had to come in as the emergency quarterback. He wasn't even the backup quarterback yesterday.
Well, they pulled a filthy there in Cleveland as they were cheering the injury of Deshaun Watson, in a sense. And then they start booing him after the injury. Myles Garrett didn't like this. LeBron James took to Twitter, took a shot at the Browns fans and said, Cleveland fans, y'all know how much we've been through throughout the years, both good, bad, and indifferent. With that being said, booing anyone that's down with an injury, let alone your own player, is lame AF. The ones who didn't, salute. Here was Myles Garrett taking the podium afterwards, also not happy with them booing Deshaun Watson injured on the field.
Man does pretty much everything right. He's been a model citizen through college and most of the pros. He plays the game as hard as anyone I've seen. Puts everything on the line, willing to throw his body out there. And he plays the game at 100 miles per hour. And there's a risk of being injured, and that he took that risk. But we have to be there for him as a team, as an organization. We can't look down on a guy because of any mistakes on the field or anything off the field. You know, we don't have anything. We don't have any more high ground to look down on a guy.
Was that his agent?
Was
that his lawyer?
It sounded like it. The model citizen line is getting Myles Garrett in a lot of backlash.
Maybe he didn't pay attention to the current events in Houston. I don't know. That's rich to morally chastise and then saying, by the way, you can't, you know, boo somebody if, you know, for something they do off the field either. Like, fans, just sit there and cheer for us, please. Come on. We're having a tough, come on, dude. You know, fans are frustrated. They're drinking. Their organization, like, really shot itself in the foot, maybe in the worst way ever as a result of this. You're going to have idiots that want to boo when the guy's hurt. And, you know, considering everything that organization has been through and everything that guy has done, I think it's very understandable. Do I applaud it? Do I do it too? No, but it's something that's going to happen in sport. Don't act surprised.
Yeah.
And given the person, it absolutely. And model citizen statement was one that he probably wants back.
Without question. And that's the problem. And you feel bad for a guy, though, and Myles Garrett, who has to stand up and take these questions. Yeah. So he's got no business having to take these questions. This has nothing to do with him. He's trying to defend his teammate here because that's the culture of teammate in football, and that's what we do. But you're having to walk this fine line, and he completely bleeped the bed on
He's
that.
He's like, oh, gosh, Dave.
He got two steps in, and he just fell
Dang
off.
It.
But it's like, dude.
I'm not talking about Nick Chubb here.
He shouldn't have to be answering for this. The funny thing is LeBron, like, taking time out of his day to go to Twitter to start calling people out. Like, dude, just do you have to comment on everything?
Well, LeBron also said, like, I saw this happening. I saw the fans booing this. I read about this, actually, a year ago. The fans were going to start booing when Deshaun Watson got hurt.
I saw this coming a mile away.
Yeah, I knew that. I knew this was happening. Raiders quarterback Aiden O'Connell.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Also expected to miss 4 to 6 weeks, so Gardner Minshew's back there.
Yeah.
Sure, Davante Adams is happy that he's gone from Vegas.
Can I ask you a real quick question?
Looked like he was having a lot of fun last night.
Did you guys happen to see the end of the Raider game at all?
No. I had the red zone on, but I was so locked into Chiefs 49ers at that point.
The coach went for the field goal with limited time on the clock. Three timeouts, 2 minute warning, trying to get a stop.
Yeah, and they couldn't.
They got down there. They ran the ball to get, they had a chance. They're down 8.
Gosh.
And they ran the ball really the whole way, and then they threw it 3 straight times, and then with 2 minutes and something seconds left, they went and tried the field goal to make it a five-point game.
Yeah.
And they never got the ball back.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's...
And it's fourth and goal from about the 8?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they did.
I think they did the right thing there.
With the timeouts and the
he let 38 seconds burn off the clock.
Yeah,
with having the all three timeouts there at his disposal.
Yeah,
probably should have run that a little bit quicker. But I don't have a problem with that. You've only scored 12 points. You got fourth and goal from the 8. If you score the touchdown, you still need to get a 2-point conversion.
Right.
Your offense sucks, and so does theirs. You've held them to 20 points. I would think they're going to run it 3 times into a brick wall. We're going to get the ball back with a minute 40 to go.
It was funny because I was listening to the Raider broadcast because I was driving around, and it was like Lincoln Kennedy was like, man, I would not have done that.
Yeah, I think the fact that you're within 10 yards here. You're close enough to where you need to go.
I think the thing that everybody was bummed out about was they ran the ball the whole way down there.
And
they get down there like first and goal, yeah, and they throw it 3 straight times.
That's right. Know, like,
I'd be interested in what the computers have to say about that situation.
I can look that up real quick for you.
Well, we do have Raiders, and then a Raider who's moved on to the Chiefs, and Davante Adams. Didn't look great last night. That reunion was spoiled by Mr. Unlimited. The reunion of Davante Adams and Aaron Rodgers did not go as planned. I believe it was like 3 catches for 30 yards, something like that.
Three for 30.
Nailed it.
Wasn't a great showing for them.
8 targets, 9 targets?
Yep, all the way around. Offense didn't look good. In fact, now Davante Adams has lost to the Steelers twice.
Yep.
Because he lost to them with the Raiders a week ago, and now this week again, bam, Steelers just obliterating the Chiefs. But after the game, Eric's good buddy from Radio Row, Brandon Marshall, you know, just do it the right way.
Be Marsh.
Do it the right way.
Do it the right way.
He supposedly did it the right way, had a question at the podium for Mike Tomlin. How great are you, coach?
Your boldest decisions to go with 3. That's and you know I'm a Pittsburgh guy from East Liberty.
That's why I'm well compensated. Thank you.
It's a nice walk-off there.
It's a good way to pull that, Mike Tomlin. But he was right. I mean, at least for a game, Russell Wilson, Mr. Unlimited, looked fantastic, had a career night for a quarterback, making his Steelers debut, most yards in Pittsburgh history for a quarterback, making their first start in the black and yellow, 267 yards, 2 touchdowns, 16 of 29. Pretty good performance overall. They did have more explosiveness to the offense with Russ last night.
Yeah. I mean, look, Russ isn't great, but it shouldn't be that big of a surprise. He was significantly better than Justin Fields.
As
you know, this might be a combo that works a little bit for a while. You take, if you can take Russell Wilson and give him a manageable offense and say, man, can we just not make mistakes, not turn it over? You know, I think that thing can work if you're zigging while everybody else is zagging.
Yes. Now we go to Kansas City. They did suffer an injury. Jalen Watson suffered a fractured ankle. He could be out for the season. So they're not going to have Juju Smith-Schuster. They're definitely not going to have Jalen Watson against the Raiders. Now, the Raiders did beat them on Christmas last year. I'm sure the Chiefs remember that one as well. So they look to go 7-0, flirting a little bit with a perfect season. Still got a long way to go.
Mm-hmm.
But a little bit of flirtation here.
So far.
You called it?
Yeah.
Kansas City. They got a long way to go. They're not doing it how I thought they would. It's really the defense that is carrying the load here. I thought the offense with all the new weapons, this was going to be crazy, awesome to watch. Now they're hurt. Now, all of a sudden, Deontay Johnson, come on up.
Dude,
Deontay Johnson's also talking. Post-game,
save my man.
Post-game, he said, I'm frustrated. You keep having injuries in Kansas City. Xavier Worthy got hurt, too. I think it might be time to pick up the phone because Amari Cooper's gone now. Devontae Adams is gone.
Yeah.
I think it is. Let's save Deontay Johnson.
Seriously.
Put him on a good team.
I think his quote was like, I can't play every position something. He's like, it's like, I'm only one man. What can I do here?
Now, speaking of coaches ripping their teams, Jerod Mayo was not pleased with his team's performance. We touched on this a little bit at the open, but here
he
was
used the
Mayo.
S word.
He
dude.
Did use the S word. This is a forbidden word in football.
Good evening, or whatever time it is. A disappointing game. Disappointing game. We came out, we started fast. What I would say is, look, we're a soft football team across the board. We talk about what makes a tough football team. That's being able to run the ball, that's being able to stop the run, and that's being able to cover kicks, and we did none of those today. They controlled the ball for most of the day. You know, their run game averaged over 4.5 yards a carry. Our run game, not sure what the average was, but it wasn't good.
Well, former head coach Bill Belichick did his weekly appearance there on McAfee. Said, quote, Patriots led the league in rushing defense last year, and they still have a lot of those players. I'm hurt for those guys because they're not soft. I feel bad for the defensive players because they're all tough players, said Bill, taking a little exception to Jerod Mayo saying that his team is soft. I like it, Jerod Mayo. Go ahead and hold him accountable. But Jalen Polk, not really happy about this. The rookie wide receiver who had an outstanding career at Washington, transferred from Texas Tech, local kid, Lufkin, Texas. He dropped 3 passes yesterday, and Mayo called them out. Said, we need more from Polk. We need more concentration. He'll be a good player in this league, but he's got to continue to work at it. Jalen Polk took to his Instagram, ... peace emoji. Maybe he wants out. I don't know. This stuff's not looking good here.
It's not fun to be around losing, that's for sure. And coaches aren't going to survive long, no matter what the situation is. You just don't have the right answers. And as competitive as people are in sports, especially professional sports, like the finger point and the toxicity, it'll rip you apart. I think it takes a special guy to go in and like save a team. Usually it takes a guy to go in, put in the hard work and build and be nice to kids while they're developing. And then the hammerhead coach comes in afterwards because – you know, this pro sports thing we cover will spit you up and chew you out, you know. And, like, because to me right now, it looks like Jerod Mayo is in way over his head. Belichick was, you know, had it on easy mode by the time he was done. He could scout everything up, put his guys in position to succeed. And now you have a new coach coming in that can't do the same thing with what the GOAT did. Of course he can't, you know. He's trying to figure this out. And I imagine he's not going to get much more time to do that. You know, saying stuff like that. And then when Belichick says that, can you imagine how that's resonating across Boston today?
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Like, how do you survive if you're Mayo? Just go ahead and pack your stuff up and get ready to leave. Bill just windmill dunked your career through the floor. That's what happened right there.
Which is fine because you got like a 4 or 5 year guaranteed head coaching contract.
Yes. Yeah,
they'll
you're
pay
set.
To walk out of the building.
You're set. Go be a DC somewhere for
right
the next
now.
20 years.
I'm good.
Sports Hodgepodge coming up next, Chief. Where are you taking it?
Huge weekend win for the Dad Bods next year in the nation.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.